Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us for our Du'as from the Quran series. This dua series is brought to you by Pinya Pill USA. Since 2016, Pinya Pill USA has been committed to fighting poverty and need. They have provided aid in the midst of emergencies, supported orphans, provided warm meals, helped give medical assistance, and provided clean water to families across Asia, the Middle East, Africa, and right here back at home. Since then, Pinya Pill USA has helped over a million people and empowered communities around the world, helping to break the cycle of poverty and build brighter futures. This Ramadan, they'll continue that work, inshallah, with the support of people like yourself. So head on over to pausa.org/Qalam and be a part of the hashtag You Are The Difference Ramadan campaign. Jazakumullah khair. Jazakumullah khair, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me for another one of our du'as from the Quran series, inshallah ta'ala. Today, we will be looking at a du'a from Suratul A'raf. In Suratul A'raf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks at length about the story of Moses, alhamdulillah. There are so many lessons that we gain by studying the life of the Anbiya. One of the reasons why we study the lives of the Anbiya is actually explained to us in the Quran. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the revelation of the stories upon the heart of the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَكَذَٰلِكَ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who's going through so much difficulty, we really have to think about how difficult it was for the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bringing this message to people that didn't want the message at all. People who were completely against everything that he had to say. They didn't want to hear it at all. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needed to be given strength. The Prophet ﷺ would get weak sometimes and he needed that encouragement. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ نَقُصُّ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ. And thus do we reveal to you and tell you the stories of the previous prophets, O Muhammad. Why? لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. So that we may make your heart strong, O Muhammad ﷺ. To have a strong heart, that's what you need in this deen. That's what we need to get through this world, this dunya, and keep our focus, our mind on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and on the akhirah. And by studying the lives of the anbiya, by studying the lives of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given. And that's what me and you are given as well. So we really should take lesson from that. And today we're going to be looking at a dua that comes from the life of Moses, from the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, but it wasn't actually a dua made by him. It wasn't a dua made by him. See, the people who kept the company of prophets, there, and they accepted Iman, they accepted faith, they also became stars and shining lights for us to set an example by. And so we're going to look at verse 120. 126 is the actual verse we're going to look at. But before that, we're going to go back and look at verse 119 and 120. If we look at verse 119 and 120, what we find is that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had given the message in front of all of the people, and the magicians who were called to battle against Moses and to defeat what was considered the magic of Moses, when they saw the reality of the miracles given to Moses and that it wasn't just deception of the eye, when they saw up close and personal the miracles of the prophet of Allah, Moses, alayhi salam, they immediately believed. They believed. And in verse 121, it says clearly, they said, Amenna bi Rabbi Harun wa Musa, Rabbil Alameen. We believe in the Lord of all the worlds. We believe in the Lord of Moses and Aaron, Rabbi Musa wa Harun. Pharaoh immediately, in front of everyone, he gets very angry at this. And he says to them, well, how dare you? How dare you believe in him before I give you permission? And so now these magicians have just seen the light of Islam. They've just seen the beauty of the deen. They've just seen it up close and personal. And their hearts have admitted to the truth. Their hearts have accepted it. But the fact of the matter is, when people convert to the deen, when people convert, it's not that easy, because all of the environmental factors start to play in now. All of the things of the environment start to kick in and start to affect and start to really use and apply pressure in order to push that person off the track. And this is a hard one, because Pharaoh is going to use all of his strength, all of his power to make an example out of these people in front of the thousands of people that have gathered to see the spectacle of the show that day. And so Pharaoh says, how dare you believe in him before I give you permission? This must be some conspiracy devised in the city to drive the people out. And then he threatens them. He says, I will certainly cut off your hands and feet from opposite sides and crucify you all. So now he's threatening to kill them. He's threatening to make an example out of them. And they said something very powerful in verse 125. They said, Inna ila rabbina munqalibun. Indeed, we are returning back to our Lord. This is powerful, because in order for us to get through the difficulties, in order for us to persevere and get through difficulties on a day-to-day basis, something that we can never, ever, ever forget about is that we're travelers in this world. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Kun fi dunya ka annaka gharibun aw abidus sabil." Man, you got to live in this world like you're a traveler. You're just on the way. You're just moving through. You're just passing through. This is a layover flight on my way through to my next destination. It makes things easier. It makes the difficulties easier to handle when we know in reality this is short. This is going to pass. And then the real akhirah, the real life, the time of eternity, of the decisions we make here, is what we'll see there. And so they said something that is so important for us to remember. The first thing they said is, Inna ila rabbina munqalibun. You know what? You could do whatever you want, but you know what? It's to Allah that I have to return. And that's where my true accountability lies. I'm a traveler. And not only that, I'm traveling back to Allah. And that's where I want to make sure I have the right answers for everything, that I made the right decisions, not based on what you could do here, but based on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects from me. And then they made this next dua that we're going to read right now. They said, وَمَا تَنْقِمُ مِنَّا إِلَّا أَنْ آمَنَّا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا لَمَّا جَاءَتْنَا. The only reason you are upset with us is that we have believed in the signs of our Lord when we saw them. We actually humbled ourselves. We humbled ourselves. And that's what, subhanAllah, Imam Qatada, one of the great tabi'een, he says that it is mentioned that these magicians, They were magicians in the morning time, and in the night time, they were martyrs for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were martyrs for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the change that took place. Now look at the dua that they make next. And it's something for us to focus on again. And it's in it has a common theme with one of the du'as that I studied with you earlier this month. They said, Rabbana afrigh alayna sabara. They said, oh, our Lord, shower upon us patience. What type of patience? Well, if you recall before, we mentioned there's three types of patience. And so Imam Razi says, well, there's definitely two types of patience that they have to go, they have to have at this moment. One is that they have to have patience on a calamity because Pharaoh is about to try to give it to them. Pharaoh is about to try to make an example out of them. So they need patience on a calamity. So they're asking Allah, oh Allah, shower patience upon us. But Imam Razi says there's another type of patience which we all must strive and ask Allah to give us, which is sabr alal iman, patience on the faith. Patience on the faith. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said a very powerful hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was speaking about the end of times. Closer, as you get closer and closer to the day of judgment, where fitnas start to come more and more and more prevalent. And the nature of the fitna becomes more and more severe. The Prophet ﷺ said the fitna will be so serious that a person will wake up in the morning as a believer, but by the time they lay their head back on the pillow at nighttime, they will already have lost iman. They'll go to sleep as a kafir. That quick. The fitnas will be real. And wallah, if you start to study around you and look around you and look at the types of things that are threatening our faith and the faith of our children, you realize we live in a time of immense fitna, big time, big time. The Prophet ﷺ, I'm describing this time before Qiyamah, he says, the one holding on to their deen will be like kalqabid ala jamar. The Prophet ﷺ said, the one who's holding on to their religion will be like a person holding on to a coal, a hot coal. Think about what that means. One of my teachers, he used to say, perhaps if you're not feeling a little bit of the burn, maybe you're not holding on to something. SubhanAllah, it's something for us to think about. And as the fitnas and trials increase, it gets harder and harder and harder and harder to just be a good, practicing, obedient Muslim. It gets harder and harder. So they're asking, Ya Allah, at this time, Afrigh alayna sabara, oh Allah, and we ask Allah. Again, we don't ask for calamities, but when calamities come, we ask Allah, fasabran jameel. We ask Allah, give us beautiful patience. Afrigh alayna sabara, give us patience, Ya Allah. And look at the last part of the dua, watawaffana muslimin. And oh Allah, take our lives, take our souls, let us leave this world in the state that we are in submission to you, we are Muslims. Never, Ya Allah, there's ups and downs of iman. Whenever it's our time to go, make that a moment of submission to you, Ya Allah. Now, we don't know when we're going to die. So the only way that we can work for this dua to be for us is to live every moment as a Muslim. That's all we can do. Every moment could be our last. So every moment we live in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah, let's end with this dua. Rabbana afrigh alayna sabara wa tawaffana muslimin. Oh Allah, we ask you to shower perseverance upon us. Guys, this is the month of sabr. And we're halfway through. This is the month of sabr. It was literally called the month of patience. The month of perseverance. We're halfway through. Just push through. Keep doing those righteous deeds. Keep asking Allah to accept. Keep using your time wisely. Keep doing whatever good you can do so that by the time this month ends, you will be able to look back and say, Ya Allah, I tried. I persevered. I pushed through this month. Stay strong, inshallah. May Allah accept from us, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us, when it is our time to go, to allow us to be of those who leave in the state of iman and submission, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khair, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me. And I'll see you guys tomorrow, actually. Inshallah, I'll see you guys tomorrow for our dua and du'as from the Quran session, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.